Today is Monday, the 3rd of February, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The St. Thomas Music Group sing The Prayer of St. Teresa by Margaret Ritzer. Let nothing disturb you, nothing distress you. While all things fade away, God is unchanging. Be patient, for with God in your heart nothing is lacking. God is enough. Today's reading is from the second book of Samuel.
When King David came to Bahurim, a man of the family of the house of Saul came out, whose name was Shimei, son of Gera. He came out cursing. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David. Now all the people and all the warriors were on his right and on his left. Shimei shouted while he cursed, "Out! Out, murderer! Scoundrel! The Lord has avenged on all of you the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, disaster has overtaken you, for you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David,' who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?'" David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "My own son seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjaminite? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord has bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my distress, and the Lord will repay me with good for this cursing of me today." So David and his men went on the road. while Shimei went along on the hillside opposite him, and cursed as he went, throwing stones and flinging dust at him.
King David is indeed in a difficult situation. His son Absalom is trying to seize power from him. And men like Shimei, who curses him here, hold him responsible for the death of King Saul. He is surrounded by adversity. Yet notice David's reaction. He is prepared to believe that God is somehow at work in the midst of this mess. Where might you need to know that God is present in your life in these days? David does not allow Abishai to kill the man who curses him. David himself has done evil, and yet here we see in him something of the patience and restraint that we will see in Jesus during his passion. Take a moment to pray for whatever Christ-like quality you may need today. As you listen again to the passage, sense the violence and aggression that surrounds David, and sense too the extraordinary faith that allows David to continue to hope that God can bring good out of evil.
When King David came to Bahurim, a man of the family of the house of Saul came out, whose name was Shimei, son of Gera. He came out cursing. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David. Now all the people and all the warriors were on his right and on his left. Shimei shouted while he cursed, "Out! Out, murderer! Scoundrel! The Lord has avenged on all of you the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, disaster has overtaken you, for you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David,' who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?" David said to Abishai and to all his servants, My own son seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjaminite? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord has bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my distress, and the Lord will repay me with good for this cursing of me today. So David and his men went on the road, while Shimei went along on the hillside opposite him, and cursed as he went, throwing stones and flinging dust at him.
It may be that the Lord will look on my distress, says David. You might like now to take some time to talk to the Lord about whatever distress you may be facing in life at the moment. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.